Peace be with you. Say it again. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace. The place where there's no conflict. The place where there's no mental stress. A place of relaxation. A place of no war. Peace. Isn't it funny on this second Sunday of Easter, after we have celebrated God's resurrection, after we have seen God come down from the cross, if I were to ask the question of you this morning, what emotion made Jesus come from the cross, the answer would be very simple and very clear. The answer is God's love for you, God's love for me. But today we focus on two different emotions. We focus on two different things. We focus on peace and we focus on forgiveness. For Jesus said not only peace, but he said to the disciples, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Amen. Peace. Forgiveness. If you were to make a chart of the things that you want in life, money, success, how many of us would not have at the top of the list peace? How many times have we read about stories of people who have all the money in the world, but they have no peace? Sometimes when I come from work, I come and I drop my satchel on the couch and I go upstairs and I close the door, me alone, just with myself, just to slow down, just to get a little sense of peace. Am I right about this morning? All of us want a sense. A sense of not worrying, a sense of no conflict, a sense of no war. Yesterday, at around 10 o'clock, Tom, William, and myself, we gathered in Tom's car with bags, flowers, and we went out to visit our shut-ins. Our first stop, we stopped to visit Anna, and it was a tough visit. Was a tough visit because you could see that Anna was a shade of herself. She was shaking. Her attitude was one of while she was happy to see us, she was definitely in a state of unhappiness. She said, "Church, can't do it anymore. I just..." will come to you. And she said, no. That's okay. That's okay. I didn't hurt. But to look deeper, I understood. Because in order for church to come, she had to get up. She had to step toward the door. She had to open the door. And for her, that was so much of a challenge. You could see pain and anguish in her face. And I bet if we were able to say, Anna, what one gift can we give to you at this time? She would have said, oh, just give me some peace. The peace of not being forgotten. The peace from these tremors and this pain in my body. Peace, remembering I'm not alone. Peace. We left Anna and we went on to visit different ones. We stopped at James' house. She was different. She was more lively and rhythmic, but in her psyche, you still could see that she was too searching for peace. Peace from this blinding left eye. Peace from going up and down. She pointed to her new chairlift, talked about the chairlift. Peace from growing old, the peace of accepting it. And as we continue to visit from house to house, in each house, I could sense that all they were looking for was a sense of peace. Peace of not being forgotten by the church. Not being forgotten by the pastor. Not being forgotten by their own children. Peace. Visited Betty, and Betty was a bit more of the spunkier ones. She talked about reading Facebook, even at 95 years old. But even in her situation, she was as concerned about her physical health. And again, I could sense that all she wanted to was a little bit of peace. A little bit of peace. Our last visit took us to Eleanor. Was at a place in her life where, with this virus, nobody was coming in. She came down the stairs and she apologized over and over and over for not letting us in, over and over. And we finally had to say, hey, it's okay. We understand. Searching for peace from the fear of this deadly virus. But before we left, she gave that iconic smile that only Eleanor can smile. And for me, it gave me just a sense of peace. The word says that although the doors were locked, that Jesus came and stood among them. And it brought me some peace, knowing that even when people are shut off from the world, when they are in our lives right now have conflict with a family member or a friend because we have not forgiven? How many of us have conflict with ourselves because we have not forgiven ourselves? One of the necessary missions of the Christian church is the mission and the act of forgiveness. Jesus said his own self, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Brother not talking to sister, sister not talking to mother, mother not talking to father, father not talking to son, all because somebody refuses to forgive. Jesus said, if you forgive any, they are forgiven. So I ask you to search yourselves this morning. Search yourself as you look for that area of peace, and search yourself and say, is there someone that I need to forgive in order to achieve God's peace? Do I need to forgive myself in order to achieve God's peace that passes all understanding? And it said, sorry seems to be the hardest word. Peace. Forgiveness. These two concepts ought to be a part of our everyday lives. Living in God's peace. Practicing God's forgiveness. Living in God's Spirit. You and I can truly reach our fullest potential. And we can be who God clearly chooses us to be. Let there be peace on earth. The city needed a theme song at this time in life. The city would sing the words, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. With me. Peace. Forgiveness. May our prayer be that God fills our lives with peace and the ability to forgive as God has.